Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We said it before, and we will have to say it again today. A life hangs in the balance.
Yeah, literally.
Of great mate debate. Fortunately, it's just a puppy's life.
But you know.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's great mate debate.
We have Jason, we have Angie, and they have agreed to come on and we'll try to fix their problem. I think Jason gets to go first today. Jason?
Yay.
We understand that there's a puppy and a problem. So what's going on?
So we have daughters, and they've wanted a dog for the longest time, as you can imagine, a lot of kids do.
Yeah.
And me and my wife are pretty busy, and we made it very clear to them that if we get you a dog, you have to take care of it. Mm-hmm. It's your dog. You have to feed it. You have to walk it. You have to spend time with it. You know, groom it, whatever. It's your responsibility. So if we're getting you a dog, you are accepting this responsibility.
All of it? I mean, are you making them pick up the poop too? Like, all of it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what owning a dog means. You know, you got to walk it. You got to pick up its poop. You got to feed it.
Yep.
Nice. I mean, I never help out here and there, but the idea is that it's their dog. It's their responsibility. And we told them, we gave them a warning that we're only doing this if they're going to stick to that responsibility. And if they don't, we would get rid of the dog.
Nice. Consequences.
Like, get rid of the dog. You're not going to...
Oh, no.
You're not going to euthanize the dog.
No, of course not. I mean, there's, like, people that we know that would happily take this puppy. It's a cute dog. He's, you know, pretty well behaved. Like, we're going to give it a good home. Nothing's going to happen to the dog. It's just that, you know, that we told them up front, you know, if you're going to take on this responsibility, well, here are the consequences if you fail to uphold your end. Because, again, you know, a dog is a lot of work. And so now me and my wife have to do this work instead.
Exactly. And how old are the kids again?
The oldest is 8 and the youngest is 5.
Okay.
And just to be clear before we let Angie jump in here, one warning is what you've given them. You give them one warning. It's like, so you're on a one strike and you're out. Like they've.
No, it's not a warning. It's really just like, you know, it's not like, hey, like at this point, it's me and my wife are taking care of the dog, you know? And we're like, hey, you guys got to be taking the dog out. And they go, yeah. And then they don't. And at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to go walk it at night, yep. You know, because they didn't do the work on time or they didn't want to wake up in the morning. So at this point, it's just like, it's not like they forgot to walk him once, but they didn't feed him once. Like, this one just becomes consistent shift in responsibility.
Right, yeah. And I know a ton of super responsible 8 and 5 year olds.
Okay.
Let's get Angie's side in here. You can stay with us, Jason. Angie?
Yay.
Yeah. What's your side of this?
My side is that, you know, I know that the girls promised to take care of the dog, but I mean, what kid doesn't say that, you know,
True. When
they want a dog? Like I said that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And just because they don't pick up after the dog, I don't think it means they don't love the dog. It's like, if we get rid of him, it will scar our girls for life. And I'm not sure they will ever forgive us. They love this dog. They're just, you know, learning.
You meant they won't be able to forgive themselves because they didn't hold up their end of the bargain. That's yeah.
I mean, maybe, but I don't want them to get scarred in any way.
True. Okay.
So, I mean, honestly, we should have known that this was going to happen. They're not teenagers. They're not young adults, you know, like they're kids. So maybe we can hire a dog walker or something to take some of the work off of us. I mean, I know it's more money, but it's like, I feel like it's better than having our daughters hate us. And I mean, I don't even mind taking care of the dog by myself if it saves our daughters from being heartbroken at this age.
Do you feel that having a dog has other benefits to a kid? I mean, do you think are they learning like nurturing and loving or what?
Yeah. And I also think they're kids. So I'm like, they're having a good childhood by having a family pet. I don't think everything has to be like this hardcore lesson.
303-222-5423. You guys are ultimately going to decide whether Jason wins or Angie wins, whether they dump the dog off to somebody else or they don't. Angie, at what point do you think I don't like Jason's tack, but I also, if you say do this and there'll be this consequence and then they do that and there's no consequence, when do you think you'll actually start following through as a parent?
Dang.
I mean, soon? When will you actually go? Because, I mean, you're going to say, don't drink and drive. And then they're going to be like, well, yeah, the dog thing. Like, I don't.
That's true.
Like, I don't.
I mean, I think that we could come up with a system where, you know, if they don't, like, walk the dog or they don't pick up after the dog, there's like a consequence that's fitting. But I don't think it's time to. Or maybe we give like more than one warning. I don't think they really understand.
But you already said the consequence was going to be, which is no dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's really mean to take a dog away from a kid, but
yeah.
You guys said it.
Yeah, that is true. And you have to follow through on what you guys say, right?
Don't
Isn't
you?
That part of parenting and
it's like, it's the Steve, like you kids are going to test boundaries. It's like, if you're going to just go ahead and take care of the dog and you're not going to follow through, then I'm just going to keep not taking care of the dog.
Right.
I don't. Jason, how quickly do you want to enact this plan if you win this? I mean, you wanting to get rid of the dog like tomorrow?
I mean, I think that we shouldn't rush to get rid of the dog. I think we should find a home for the dog where, you know, the people who take care of it are good people and not just trying to like hand it off to whoever. And I don't know, maybe if we actually start this process seriously, maybe they'll realize that this is actually happening. I'm kind of coming at it from the same thing. It's like, if we weren't going to follow through on this, we shouldn't have said it in the beginning. And maybe we shouldn't have said that we would get rid of the dog, but that was what we said. Right.
So now you're there.
Yeah.
That is because we were worried that this would happen and we don't have a lot of time. And honestly, hiring pet sitters and all of that, it is expensive. It adds up very quickly. And I just feel like if we said what we said, then we should show that we follow through on what we say.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if they get upset, you know, this will be.
Life is upsetting sometimes.
Yeah. Mm.
We're going to have you guys hang on. Don't move. We'll get a jury for you and you can play with them next.
I think that the kids should have to be able to hand the dog over when they have to give it away. They have
to
be the
one. Dark, but kind of.
Yeah.
If you're saying we told you up front.
Yeah. They all
agree. Definitely going to scar them harder, but maybe they'll finally learn the
boom.
The real like
consequence.
We told you.
Yes.
I still think you got to give them 3 strikes before you take the dog, maybe, because they're 8 and 5. If they were 12 and
you're right,
5-year-old doesn't.
You're right.
She's still into princesses and unicorns.
Yeah,
you know,
that's young.
So Jason wants to follow through on the no responsibility equals no dog. Angie's like, it'll scar the kids. We cannot follow through on this punishment. What say you? 303-222-5423.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We are trying to help out Jason and Angie here. They made a deal with their kids. We'll get a puppy as long as you take care of it.
Yeah, Ashley and their 8 and 5-year-old children were totally on board with it, just like every other child is too. They said, no, we're serious. You have to hold up. Well, they haven't been holding up their end of the bargain. And now it's time to take the puppy away. Except Jason's on board with that, but mom, Angie, is not.
Angie's like, it's going to break their heart.
It's going to make things worse. Yeah.
So do you take the puppy away or not? Jason, Angie, feel free to jump in with these people. We'll get started with your jury with Chad.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Slacker, you said it best. There are not responsible 8 and 5-year-olds, period. So as a parent, you took up the dog. You took on the responsibility. You don't take the dog away. They're not disposable. They are family members, period. Yes, the kids will get older. They will learn it. I like the idea of making a new responsibility or you need something if you don't do it. But you took on the animal as a family member. It's not disposable. You are responsible as a parent of an 8 and a 5-year-old. They are 8 and 5.
Thank you.
You can't expect
more.
I agree.
Even though they made an agreement, you're saying sort of like in a court of law.
I mean, you're going in with hopes and dreams of, hey, you guys got to help us. You're going to take care of the dog. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah. That's like going into a candy store saying you get one piece.
You're right. So the contract just doesn't hold up because these guys couldn't hold up their end no matter what it is. Like, unless it's an ice cream eating contest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's one vote for Angie. Let's, thank you for the call, man.
Woo-hoo.
Let's keep going. Yeah. Steve.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm with Jason. It sounds like the mom's really worried about those kids hating her now. Wait till they become teenagers. It doesn't matter what she does. She's going to breathe wrong. They're going to hate her.
Yep.
If they haven't kept up their end of this bargain, then guess what? Teach them a lesson now. You're going to spoil them now. They're going to be a problem later on in life.
Because I thought parents, you got to follow through. There's a thing called follow through.
I love that you're going to mansplain follow through. Thank you. Could you tell me more, Steve? Hold on. We're all ears.
You see, if I say it differently, Shine's like follow through.
Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly. It doesn't matter who it is. Steve, you explain it to him. That's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Steve and Steve. But can I just point one quick little thing out?
What?
Follow through is if you don't eat your broccoli, there's not going to be dessert when they're 8 and 5. It's not like we're going to take away your favorite little puppy dog because you didn't take on a responsibility that's tough for even 21-year-olds to take on. Like, their deal up front was flawed.
But they shouldn't have agreed to it then.
If they're not taking care of the dog's going to die. Broccoli's not going to die.
Good point. Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you a contract lawyer, Steve? I don't know. Thank you for the call.
No one calls the cops on the neglected broccoli. They call the cops.
What are you doing, man?
I have no idea.
Paige?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I Angie all the way. I work in an animal shelter, and I don't think the kids or the animals should be punished. We should have waited until the kids were older.
Yep. Thank you.
Are we all on Angie's side, or are we just against Jason?
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out if this is starting to become... Thank you for the call. It doesn't get much better from here, Jason, so just buckle up. Susan?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Angie's side in a way. First of all, these are two adults that made a decision to bring a dog into a home based on something a 5 and 8-year-old said. Mm. What they need to do is hold on to this responsibility. And then you say to your 5 and 8-year-old, put your shoes on. We're going outside and picking up poop. Put your shoes on. We're going to go outside and walk the dog. And you make them do it. You're still a parent. You're the adult. grow up.
But they were hoping to avoid that whole part. And just the kid just naturally go and learn to do
it. Whole part. No. They have to teach them to do it.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Susan.
No one taught them how to think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. We found one moron. Megan? Not moron. Never mind.
Yay.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side.
Okay.
Hey.
And we got a puppy. My parents decided to get a puppy when we were younger, and it wasn't working out because we were too busy, and we got rid of it. And I would say I am not scarred.
Okay,
and
you sound adjusted.
We were not helping taking care of the dog. So
you sound healthy emotionally, physically.
Thank you for the call, Megan. Can I just point something out?
What's that?
You haven't talked about the emotional well-being of a single person who's called until they're on you and Jason's side. Now all of a sudden you've assessed her overall. I think you should have the nuclear launch codes just based on this 30-second conversation.
Well, I'm pretty good.
What are you doing?
Sizing up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you seem to be on the same side as me. I guess you're fully ready to nuke other countries. Why? We'll get one more in here and tell you what you should already figured out. Catherine?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I feel like if they got a dog for an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, they should have known that they were going to have to pick up some sort of responsibility. They are children.
Yeah, but no, it's their children. They know their children. They could be much more mature than normal 8 and 5-year-olds. So it'd be different. Slacker.
Do you believe the things that come out of your mouth, or you just...
What?
Thank you for the call. So the two people you heard that were on your side, Jason...
It was close.
...were the two people on the face of the planet Earth who were on your side. The other 12 phone lines that we've answered are on her side. So,
yay.
You're keeping the dog.
I'll say that maybe we can... We can do a little more to force the kids walk the dog.
Yeah.
But I think
I'll also pay for somebody to come do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's fun.
Best of luck, you guys.
Yeah,
why don't you let us know how it goes when you teach them auto mechanic school stuff when they're 10?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.